Hello. One of the best ways of getting information from people is asking questions. And asking questions gets you the information that you're looking for because if you just ask somebody to talk, they'll tell you what they think you want to hear or what they want to hear or even what they want to tell you, whereas that might not be the information that you really need. So by asking the right questions in the right way at the right time, you're going to get the information that you're looking for, and you're going to help them understand more about what it is that you're after, and also, what's going on for them. So sometimes asking questions helps them to bring stuff out of their unconscious so that they can process it that they haven't even really thought about. So in this video, I'm going to introduce you to a number of different types of question that you can use effectively in the right situation to get what you're looking for. So let's have a look at them. So the first one we're going to look at is closed questions. And I'm sure you're very familiar with closed questions. Closed questions are the type of question that gives you a yes or a no answer. Simple as that. Do you understand that? Yes or no. So what's the problem with a closed question? Well, the problem with a closed question, quite clearly, is that you only get a yes or a no answer. And if you want more than a yes or no answer, then you're unlikely for most people to get them to open up with it with a closed question. But is a closed question useful? Well, yeah, of course it is. If what you want is a yes or no answer and you don't want a long conversation or a long convoluted answer to a question, then a closed question is really helpful. Is it warm enough in here? Yep. Okay. So you've got the answer that you're looking for very quickly. Sometimes, though, a closed question doesn't get you the information that you want. Sometimes you want people to open up more than just giving you a yes or a no answer. So the type of question we're looking at here is an open question. You may have come across open questions in the past, and open questions are open-ended, so they're not a closed question in the sense that there isn't a yes or a no answer. And so they're designed to get people to talk more, to give you more information than they might just give you in the first place. And, open questions are who, what, where, when, how, and why. So who did this? What happened then? Where did it happen? When did this happen? How did it happen? And why did it happen? So those questions are designed to get people to open up, to give you more information than just a one-word answer. A word of caution, though, I'd avoid using the question why if you want to get people to open up and give you more information. Why? Well, because the question why is a justifier and it puts people on the defensive. And I guess we've grown up being used to that question being asked of us, like, why are you late? Why haven't you done your homework? Why is that dirty there? Why haven't you done this? And so it makes us feel quite defensive. So when somebody asks you a why question, we're quite likely to be defensive. And the answer we might well give is, I don't know. And I say, I don't know because I want to divert this questioning. I don't want to continue to be questioned. So I'll just say, I don't know. So be very careful because when we're trying to use open questions initially, why is a kind of a shortcut for what, where, who, how, or when. So avoid using the why question. The next type of question I want to discuss is what we call probing questions. And probing questions are quite straightforward. Essentially, they are open questions asked on the back of another open question. So for example, I might say, what kind of car have you got? And you might say, I've got an Escort. Well, I'm interested in more detail about that. So I might ask you probing questions about your Escort, going back a bit now. But it might be that, so when did you buy it? How old is it? How many miles are on the clock? Where did you get it from? And so we're probing down into more detail about one particular item, but they're still more open questions. So we don't ask closed questions as a probe, but we want to get down to the detail by asking more open questions. So these are probing questions. The next type of question I want to introduce are leading questions. Now, we all know what leading questions are, don't we? Well, of course, that was a leading question. A leading question is a question that has the answer that you're looking for in the question, isn't it? And the problem with a leading question, if you're trying to get information out of people, is that they're unlikely to give you an answer other than the one that you're looking for, aren't they? So you might say to somebody, you understand that, don't you? Well, people are very unlikely to say, actually, no, I don't. They're more likely to go, yeah, and then hope that they understand it or they can find out how to understand it later. And yet we ask a lot of leading questions in our lives, don't we? So think about the number of times you ask a leading question. And if you want to get information from people, then avoid asking a leading question, because a leading question doesn't give you information. It just gives you the information you want to hear, doesn't it? Leading questions are useful. I use them in training because I want people to answer as a yes. So I'll say something like, okay, so question types are interesting, aren't they? And I'm going to find them useful in the future, aren't you? And people will go, yeah. Okay, so how are you going to use them then? And the point about using a leading question in that way is that you've already said, yes, they're useful. So now you've got to think about how you're going to use them in your role or whatever it is you're doing in the future. But be very aware that if you want more information from somebody, avoid using a leading question. The next type of question that I want to introduce you to are hypothetical questions. Hypothetical questions are used a lot in interview and they're used a lot in coaching. So I'm sure you've come across hypothetical questions if you've had an interview. So along the lines of, what would you do if somebody arrived late every day for a week? How would it feel if you did this? That's a good coaching question. What would happen if? So hypothetical questions are getting people to think about a particular action and what the outcome of that action may be. So we're creating a scenario where people can learn from or can give you more information from an interview point of view. What would happen if they were in that situation? How would they deal with it? Which gives you an idea of what kind of person they are from an interview point of view. So they're very useful if you want people to think about different scenarios. The next type of question I want to introduce are rhetorical questions. And a rhetorical question is a question where you don't expect an answer. So what's the point of a question that you ask that you don't expect an answer to? And there's a rhetorical question in itself. I want you to think about the answer. I don't really want you to answer it. What I'm asking this rhetorical question for that doesn't have an answer that I'm interested in is I want you to think about the question and the answer. I don't necessarily want you to tell me about it. I want you to just think about it. Again, very useful in training and useful in coaching, but not particularly useful if you want to find more information out from somebody about a particular scenario or a particular situation. The next type of question I want to introduce you to are reflective questions. Reflective questions are used a lot by therapists and a lot by people like the Samaritans who provide a listening service. And there's a reason why reflective questions are so useful in a scenario where you're providing a listening service and where you want people to explore what's going on for them in more detail. So you might say to somebody, do you understand that? And they might say, yeah, I understand most of it. So a reflective question would just simply be, you understand most of it, or even just most of it. Because what happens then is that people will explore what that actually means for them and will give you more information. Yeah, I understand the bit about, but I'm not quite sure about this, or you know. So it helps you get that really important, useful information at a greater level than you would have done otherwise. So a reflective question is really useful to get people to open up and is very simple in the sense that all you're doing is reflecting back what they've just said to you, but in the form of a question. And finally, question types are what I call multiple questions. Multiple questions is when you ask lots of questions and don't necessarily allow people to answer them. This often happens when people are trying to use more open questions than closed questions and trying to learn using different question techniques. So what they might say is, so how do you feel about that? Good open question. But when you say, how do you feel about that? Generally what happens is that people go quiet because they're trying to think about how they feel about it. And so what we do is we don't like that silence. So what we do is we fill the gap. And we fill the gap usually with a closed question. So you might say, so how do you feel about that? Are you okay with it? And then they'll just say, yes. Whew. Because it's almost like, right, I don't have to answer this question that requires lots more information and means I've got to search and I'll just answer the second one. And that's generally what people do. If you ask multiple questions, people will answer the last one. The last one is usually the closed question. So be aware of that and do your best to avoid asking multiple questions. So there are lots of different question types and lots of different questions that can be used specifically for different areas. If you just want a yes or no answer, ask a closed question. If you want people to open up more, if you're exploring or you're investigating or you want to find out what's going on for somebody, ask a more open question. But remember to avoid asking the why question because the why is a justifier. And just listen to how often you ask that why question. Sometimes it's quite difficult to avoid asking why. And what you have to do is think of another way of asking the question. So it also means that you have to step back a minute before you really get into asking that next question. So we've got rhetorical and hypothetical questions to explore, to allow people to think more for themselves internally. Hypothetical question can give you a lot of information about an individual and how they perform in a scenario at work. But they can also be really helpful to help you help somebody else, you know, if you're in a coaching scenario in particular, help them to understand what the results of changing their behavior might be. Probing questions to find out more detail, leading questions to avoid, because people will give you the information that you're looking for, unless you're trying to lead people down that kind of yes set path where you want people to say yes to particular environments, particular situations, and then you can explore that with other questions on the back of it. And reflective questions are really, really powerful in helping people open up and getting more information and starting a conversation, which people might be reluctant to do at the start. So practice using these different questions in different scenarios. And you'll find that the more tools you've got in your toolkit, the more effective you can be in getting information from people and helping them find a way forwards in the future.